go to sleep, will you?
所以今天不会睡着了吧？
Anyway, I want to speak to you about something today. When I was young, and most all that grew up in a Sunday school, one of the first things, or one of the things that we were taught, was the golden rule.
那我要跟你谈的呢，是一个金玉良言，是一个很重要的一个，就是一个定律，也就是我从小在主日学里面所学到的。
Now maybe you don't know it by that, but it's the scripture that tells us to do unto others as you would have them do unto you.
或许你们没有在小说上过主日学，但是呢我们常常被这样子教育，从圣经里面出来的，说你要人怎么样对待你，你就要怎么样对待人。
It was almost a scripture that we picked out for children because we wanted them to do right. We wanted them to be good.We wanted them to be nice. We wanted them to share what they had.
那为什么我们常常把这个放在小朋友的班上来教呢？因为呢，我们特别要用这样的一个规范来帮助小朋友，建立小朋友呢，从小就知道怎么样，有这样很，跟人家很友善，可以分享，成为一个很乖的孩子。
But sometimes when we get older, we forget about that.
那小时候被提醒，可是老了一点呢，年纪大了呢，好像就忘记了。
For we live in a world that is challenged by business and by pleasure, and so therefore we sort of have to do what we have to get ahead.
因为这个时代呢，我们处在一个到处充满竞争呢，我们的事业，我们的成就，所以呢，就只有大家就是很专营的，要争取自己要的。
But there's one principle that we must never forget, and that is what God is doing for each one of us.
但是呢，对于神的原则，对于神对我们所做的，我们总是不要忘记。
Now I'm not talking about your good homes or your nice houses or your fine cars. I'm talking about the fact that God is making you into the image of His Son.
当我提到神所做的时候呢，我不是谈的是神给你怎么样的一个大房子或者是很好的车子，不是这些。我讲的是神怎么样把你带进他的国度，成为他家里面的一员，成为他的孩子。
So if we are a child of God,This is what's going on in our lives.
所以你的生命当中呢，是应该要这样子的。
And I want to bring out one of the facts that he so vividly lived when he was here.
那我也要特别提出来，就是因为耶稣到世上来的时候呢，他也是这样子很确定的来表达这样子的一个生命。
And that was where he showed us the true value of all men.
那他对我们所有的人类来显示出呢，这是一个真正人性的一个价值。
Now, the value of all men is basically what we know in English by the word respect.
所以这个所谓的人的价值呢，用一个英文的字，我们翻出来就是尊重。对人的价值呢，就是要赋予尊重。
You see, he said one time when he talked about those who went to visit prisoners and went to do good to people, he said, inasmuch as you do it unto the least of these, your brother, you have done it unto me.
耶稣曾经提过对一个这样的人赞扬过，说你去探你，我在监牢，你去看我，我生病你来看我，然后我怎么样你给我。这个是呢，他在提到说呢，你坐在最小的身上，就是坐在我的身上，坐在耶稣的身上。
Now in some of our cultures, some of the background that many of us may have been in, we don't think of the value.Of man.
有些文化有些背景呢，不会让我们去注重或想起人性，这个人类有什么样的价值。
But you see, the value of man to God was worth everything.
对神来说，人是一切，人是所有价值的一个最高的价值。
Giving of his son.
所以他愿意把他的儿子给我们。
Watching over us with a long suffering,
用他那长久的忍耐来包容我们，来照顾我们，来连续我们。
Allowing man to do many things that he has commanded not to, and yet to go on loving man.
即使看着我们做一些他所憎恶的事，他还是那么的爱每一个人。
You see, the word of God tells us that we were made in His image.
神告诉我们是依着神的形象所造。
That gives us worth.
所以呢，当我们有神的形象的时候呢，就带给人有这种价值。
Now in my training and teaching and counseling, self-worth, self-respect is a big problem.
在我的这种专业训练里面，还是我的这种諮商的过程经验里面呢，我知道人的自我价值感是一个很大的人的问题。
But this problem was made by man.
那这种人自我价值感产生问题呢，是因为从人来的那种想法产生问题。
A way a child was taught to view themselves.
是从我们从小的时候呢，在我们的环境被养成，被父母启发来的。
The way he was taught by older people and younger people to think of himself.
人的这种错误的自我价值感是从别人，不管是长者或者是四周围的人来给我们的一种印象。
So now we have come out with something that's very contradictive.To the word of God.
所以这样子一来呢，跟神的这种价值的这样的一个相对起来就有很多的差异。
Man was supposed to recognize the respect and was supposed to recognize the value of life given by God.
人应该要真正的确认到我们的生命是从神来的，然后我们对这个生命要有绝对的尊重。
And the way that He valued us.We are to value ourselves and others.
我们要用我们用神的评价看法来看我们自己，还有看别人的生命。
As I said in the English, I know we call this respect.
那英文呢，用尊重这样的字眼呢来形容人的这种价值。
But I'm afraid in the English language, it does not have the strength. The word does not have the strength that it once did.
但是呢这个字讲出来呢，可能呢也不一定有那样的那么完美的这样的一个意义，或者是能够真的撑脱这个意思。
You see, the word respect means that we are to give regards for the feelings and the rights of others.
那所谓的尊重呢，就是呢我们应该要去 I'm sorry, which one is? Okay.那尊重呢，我们要去尊重到别人的感受，还有别人的权益。
Avoid harming or interfering with others.
要避免那种会伤害到别人的。
Because every man is due that value that God has given him.
因为呢，不管哪一个人都有神所赋予的价值。
We are to have a deep regard for the personhood.Of a person.
所以对人的人格我们一定要有很深的这种尊重。
Many times this has been something that has been what we have failed greatly in.
虽然我们说尊重，但是呢，很多时候我们就在这里呢，就没有做到了。
Now we know that respect for God is our first great respect.
敬畏神，尊敬神是我们的首要的一个尊重。
He is God, He has made us, He is the one that watches over the world, He is the one that can destroy the world.
他是神，他造我们，他可以造，他也可以毁灭，所以他是我们最高的尊重者。
He is all powerful, He is all seeing, He understands all, He has the plan of life in His hands.He is the central figure of the universe.
他是全能、全知、无所不在的神，他是做所有宇宙的一个主宰，是我们设立、掌管一切的。
You say, I don't believe that.
或许你当中有人说，我不相信这个。
It doesn't matter. What you believe doesn't change it.
你相不相信并不要改变神的这种尊严、尊荣。
What we believe is what we have to face.
那你相不相信你要对面对你自己的不相信来负责任。
Now Satan has worked very hard to break the respect for God.
那我们知道魔鬼撒旦呢用尽心力要来破坏我们对神的这种敬畏。
We notice that in the desert, they wanted something that they could look at to worship, and that was an idol.A calf.
那我们看到在旷野上面呢，在旷野里面的以色列人呢，他们竟然去敬拜这个偶像，自己所雕刻的偶像。
From that time on, and of course before that other nations were doing it, there have been many in this world that worship, literally worship idols.
以色列之所以敬拜偶像，是因为他们从埃及学来的。然后我们也知道，全世界很多人都在拜偶像。
Now my coming and going to Taiwan, I've learned a little bit about idols.
因为我几次的在台湾之间来去呢，所以我就学到一些关于偶像的事情。
They really, the people that worship them really have little fear of them. They fear the ghosts now, and, but not the idols themselves.
这些偶像呢，台湾人称为神明，神指神明。那他们呢，事实上对这些呢，并不怕他们，他们怕的是鬼，是怕的是那个邪灵。
Now I'm going to use our pastors as an example. Our pastor is an example.
用许牧师呢，做一个范例来解释。
He came from an idol worshipping home.
牧师是从一个拜偶像的家庭背景出来的。
But when he got of age that he wanted to go out and get training, I think he'd already been into the service and now he wanted to go to college.
当他当完兵，已经有一点事业之后，他还是决定说他要继续他的学业。
And he wanted to learn English because he knew that's where money was.
那他就选择要去学英文，因为他知道那个时候呢，学英文可以赚钱。
Now there was a college there called Shante College, which was a Bible college, but they taught in English.
听说呢，有一个基督学院叫做圣德基督学院呢，他们就是以教英文为出名的。
So one day his mother took him to the temple when he had talked about this to find out what the idol wanted.
那就这样子呢，妈妈就建议他说：“你要先去庙里面求问看看，是不是神明要你去。”
So brother, she went.
许牧师就去了。
And they have a little gadget of some sort that when you throw it out, either it gives a plus for yes or a minus for no. That's not the thing to do.
牧师找到了一个很有名的一个庙，然后呢，用他们这种求问的方法，就是执杯，对不对？执杯，你知道有两个东西，然后呢有正负的意见，然后如果你两个都是正，就是表示可以，就是有这样子一个方法，有像求签一样。
Well, the first time he threw it out, it was minus.
那第一次不准。
So he threw it out again.
第二次。
I think you threw it out 10 times, didn't you?
一共几次？十次。牧师执了十次都是不准。
And never did a positive come up.
没有一次是准的。
But he went to school anyhow.
牧师还是去了。
There was no fear.
所以在这里表示呢，我们对神明不需要怕他。
And his heart about not doing what the idols said.
所以呢，也不一定要按照神明要你做的去做，你只是一个形式。
There's very few, if any, that really love the idol.
所以呢，你可以很少发现有人真的去爱那个他在拜的那个偶像的。
They don't expect any love back from the idol.
在人跟偶像之间呢，没有什么关系，没有什么爱的这种关系。
Now, what was the idol good for?
那到底偶像要做什么呢？
Giving you what you wanted.
偶像是让你来利用的，你要什么跟他要，然后他给你。
You went and you prayed for what you wanted.
你去祷告，你去要。
And then you would offer the idol a little bribe.
然后你呢，拿一点东西来贿赂一下偶像的心。
You would take your offerings, maybe of fruit and vegetables and things when the time was for that particular thing.
拿一些生理啦，水果也好啦，或者是可以吃的啦，哈，就拿来他前面说我给你这个，然后你给我那个。
But basically, there was nothing more. Well, I shouldn't say nothing more.Because many times belief gets a hold of you. But basically, they wanted something from the idol, and that's what they were asking for.
那基本上呢，拜偶像的人跟偶像的关系呢，就是一种我要什么，你给我这样的一个交易关系。
There was no really true respect.
没有真正的尊敬，敬畏。
I've been in the midst, right in the midst of one, a car got stuck, right in the midst of one of their parades with their idols, you know, as they're carrying them along and so forth.
那有一次我们在开车的时候，刚好这个偶像的那个队伍呢，在游行。
Now, it wasn't a quiet affair at all. They were juggling those idols. They were having a big time laughing and gay.There was no reverence at all.
偶像的人呢，一面抬，一面讲笑话，一面一点都看不出他们有敬畏的心。
So what I'm saying is there are millions of people that doesn't understand how to respect a God out of fear and love.
所以呢，我们就发现有太多人虽然想要找到神，可是呢，并没有那种 尊敬，而且一种好像畏惧对神的那种用爱来敬畏他的心。
There are millions and millions of people today that believe there is no God.
也有很多人呢啊，他不是拜偶像的，可是他是没有神论，无神论者。
This was something that was taught.Something that was lived, something that was internalized in people.
无神论呢是被教的，是被啊传承下来的，然后让你里面呢，你就里面呢就这样接受，认为说没有神。
Now their fear came from superstition.
那这种害怕呢 ？You mean?、Oh, okay. 所以这样子呢，这样的一个无神论者呢，他们对于这些迷信的东西就没有什么啊畏惧可言。
But they never recognized that there was someone that they truly had to trust.
但是呢，你什么都不怕，无形中也什么你都不依靠，什么都不信任。
That would love them unconditionally.
也不能够相信说有人可以用无条件的爱来爱你。
Or that would understand them because they care.
没有办法了解说有一位很关心我的神。
So it's not been easy for many people to know what it means to truly respect God for himself.
因为有这样多的障碍呢，所以呢，没有多少人知道该怎么样真正的去敬畏我们的神。
It's something that you and I may have to learn how to cultivate.
所以变成我们就要学习怎么样敬畏神。
Jesus has forgiven us and we love him.
耶稣已经赦免我们，我们爱我们的主耶稣。
But our understanding of God is foggy.
但是呢，我们对神的认知呢，好像啊蒙了一层雾，不太了解。
We don't know quite how to trust him and to love him.
所以你不晓得该怎么去信靠他，不晓得该怎么去爱他。
So this is something that we need to ask God to help.
所以这个怎么样去敬畏神，去爱神呢？是我们需要求神帮助我们的。
The next thing we see is respect for the parents. This begins when the child's very young.
除了敬畏神之外呢，接下来我们要学习的是怎么样去敬重呢这个权柄，比如说我们的长者，我们的啊父母亲。
Sometimes children only understand how to be good if they're going to get a gift.
有时候孩子们呢会学好做好，是因为他们想得到那个奖品奖赏。
I have seen very little respect out of children.
我这个时代看到很多孩子不懂得怎么样来敬重父母亲。
Very little feelings for others, basically, out of a child.
一方面呢，对长辈没有敬重，对人也没有什么那种爱的那种表达。
So you had a job.
比如说你啊，这样的话你就有一个工作要做。
You had to teach them how to be polite.
你要教他们有礼貌。
How to live in society.
教他们怎么样在啊社会里面生活。
You try your best to teach them how to obey you.
你一定要啊用尽心来教他们怎么样顺服。
And then when they get teenagers, you wonder why they don't respect.
如果你不教的话，到了青少年的时候呢，你不要去觉得很惊讶，他为什么不尊敬你
？You say that's a teenage problem.
或许你说那是青少年的问题吧。
That's when the problem comes out, and we see it.
那是一个症状的显示时期，他本来就有他的问题。
Now they love you.
他们很爱你。
Because you were bonded with them at birth.
因为父母亲跟孩子是连结的。
Can you remember the time that as they handed you or somewhere along those first weeks or so that something inside of you was just bonded with this little bundle?
当孩子一出生的时候，你抱着你的孩子的那种连结感，你还记得吗？
And they in turn were bonded to you.
那这样的一个连结感呢，不是你对他，他对你也是一样，就连结在你身上。
But it was out of security.
但是呢，啊，这样的
out of security, no security. The child's bonding.
Yes. Okay. 那他这种跟你连结的原因呢，是因为呢，他有对你有一种，你给他有安全感。
And so as they grow up, 1, 2, and 3 years old, they don't really know what it is to respect you as an authority.
那他们之所以跟你连结，是因为这种安全感。但是呢，当他们长大，如果你不训练他的话，他就不知道什么叫做尊重他这个被他依靠的父母亲。
You're their security.
因为你是他的安全感。
You're their affection.
你是他们感情的一个寄托。
But respect has to be taught. Respect has to be shown.
但是
，so the child
尊重 尊敬一定要去训练，不但训练，而且要你有那种模范给他看到。
You're my father and my mother.
尊重说你是我的父母亲。
I have to listen to you.
所以我应该听从你的话。
I have to be respectful to you.
而且我应该要尊重你。
Then there's a respect for those who are over us.
然后呢，对于权柄呢，除了父母之外，还有我们的啊，就是这种层次上面，就是在上面管我们的人。
I want you, I really want you to turn to 1 Peter, the second chapter.
我们打开彼得前书第二章。
I think it will help some of you.
彼得前书第二章，希望能够帮助我们。新约的后面，彼得前书第二章。启示录往前面翻，约翰的书信，彼得书信，彼得前书第二章，十三到十五节啊。
Thirteen to fifteen. Let me see.
彼得前书第二章从十三节开始。
Yeah,
4, 13 to 15. 好，十三要念到第十五节。彼得前书第二章十三到十五节，你们为主的缘故，要顺服人的一切制度，或是在上的君王，或是君王所派罚恶赏善的臣宰，因为神的旨意原是要你们行善，可以堵住那糊涂无知人的口。好，到这里。
And in verse 17.He says, honor all. He doesn't make any exceptions. Honor all.
好，这十七节，务要尊敬众人，每一个人，没有说哪一种人。
Love the brotherhood.
亲爱教中的弟兄。
Fear God and honor the king.
敬畏神，尊敬君王。
But I want you to notice something in the 14th verse, which I think is very, very important.
第十四节里面的一个观念。
Because today we live in a society that uses the love of Jesus Christ.
今天这个社会我们很喜欢把耶稣的爱拿出来讲。
There are many organizations that try to say that, when you put somebody to death because of something they've done, it's wrong. Jesus said to love everybody.
那有人呢不赞成这种啊，就是死刑的，因为他们的讲法就是说呢，因为耶稣爱每一个人，我们不应该这样做。
They say a war. War is terrible. And why would we go to war? And Jesus said we're not to kill one another, but we're to love one another.
耶稣不是说过呢，不要杀人，而且要彼此相爱，怎么今天会有战争呢？
Because God in his, what shall I say, his great, great wisdom said, I have made government.So that it may rule, and I want you to look at that in the 14th verse.
我们要知道神有他的最大的智慧，然后设立了政府，设立了这种啊制度。
That I have made or unto government as unto them that are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers.
因为在上掌权的人是神所设立的，而是派被派来罚恶赏善。
God never expected evildoers.To do anything they want and get away with it.
神从来没有期待说一个人作恶就可以随便的放他走，没有这样的意思。
So many people overlook this verse.
很多人就把它忽略了。
That sin and evil is wrong.
罪跟邪恶是错的。
And what would happen to us today if there was no laws? When people can come into your house and take what you want, they can rape your daughters, they can do anything they want in the name of Jesus' love.
如果今天呢，我们都不要有法律，我们都讲爱，然后如果有人来拿他们想要在你家抢他们要的，然后来对你的儿女做一些伤害，那你会怎么样呢？
Israel many times was punished by unbelievers for what they had done wrong by wars.
啊，这些啊，这个战争呢，是对于那个，对不起， I lost punished by unbeliever. 哈？So you talk about Israel?
Yeah, I said
okay,
Israel.
Okay, 啊，对不起，我没听到卡，谢谢。好，以色列人之所以啊会有啊被惩就是会有外邦人来啊就是来好像来征伐他呢，是因为他是被神所处罚。
Do you know what God had to do for Cain?
比如说像该隐。
He had to mark him.
他需要有一个记号。
So that no one would kill him for what he had done.
那对于他所做的呢，因为这个记号他就可以啊，就好像可以陶醉。
All down through the word of God, there had to be a force, one that God ordained to keep this world from going into anarchy.
所以对于这种善恶呢，神总是有一个他自己的制度来管理。
I just wanted to explain that because many times you'll say, when I'm going to talk to you a little later, well, how can I respect everyone?
那等一下我会谈到说我们如何来建立这种尊重的这样的一个德性。
Even those that are harmful to us, even those that talk about us, even those that revile us, he said to pray for them and to love them.
即使是对那些对我们有意见的、批评我们的或者伤害我们的呢，耶稣也说呢，我们要为他们祷告，然后要爱他们。
You know why he wants us to love them?
为什么他要我们这样做呢？
Because Jesus respected life.
因为耶稣非常的尊重生命。
I used to say when I was young, I had a certain appeal.
在我年轻的时候
to certain men.
我对于某一些人跟对于某一些人有不同的这种反应。
And they were drunks.
那啊、比如说酗酒的人。
I guess that's it.、You say, what do you mean? For 19 years, my mother and、our church had a street meeting in one place、by a market. 19 years when they allowed us to do it.We had service on the street.
我妈妈曾经在19年当中呢做了这种街上的这种啊、就是步道或街上的聚会，就在一个地方，那个时候还准许这样做。
And of course that would draw all kinds of people to listen.
所以这种聚会因为在街头啊、举行的，所以很多人各种人都来了。
I remember there was one time a man listened and afterwards he came to mother, he said, I came here to kill someone, but now I'm going back home.
曾经有个人跟我妈做见证说呢，我本来是要来杀人的，可是呢，因为现在我不杀了，我听了你的道。
So the Lord blessed those meetings.
所以神真的祝福那些聚会。
But we had many drunks that would come staggering in.
当然也有很多酗酒的人。
Inevitably, they would come to me.
那这些酗酒的人会来找我。
I guess I had a kind face. I don't know what it was.
哦，他刚才意思是说呢，我有某一种特质呢，让这些人呢会来找我，就是让这种酗酒人来找我。我刚才翻错了啊。
But I never talked bad to them.
那他们会来找我呢，我从来不会去顶撞他们。
I talked to them with the respect a person is due.
那我为什么这样子呢？因为我尊重他们，我用一个尊重他们的态度来对他们说话。
Down through my life and my ministry, I have dealt with many that have problems with drinking.
在我的服事当中呢，我面对很多这种酗酒的人。
But as I've looked to them, the Lord has broken my heart.
当我看着他们的时候，神让我的心真是碎了。
You see, I can only see them as they're slurring their words and as they're reeling from side to side. But God sees that man that could have been different, and he knew the path the man could have taken.If he would have accepted Christ.
因为我以人的眼睛看到这个酗酒的人，只有看到外面那个蓝衫的衣服，或者是呢非常啊微靡的精神，但是呢神看到是他里面那个可以被改变的一个更新的一个人。
Jesus, when this woman was caught in adultery,
当有一个妇人被啊在犯奸淫被抓来的时候
，and we understand what that means.
我们知道这个事情对不对
？And the man brought her roughly and pushed her down in front of Christ and said, "This woman was caught in sin."
这些啊就是很注重律法的人呢，把这个妇人抓来的，然后对耶稣说，这个是正在犯奸淫被抓的，以我们的律法讲呢，应该被石头打死。
Now I don't know.Where they found their scriptural for stoning drunks, I'm not sure.
那对于这个酗酒的人有没有这种
Or adulterers, I'm sorry.、Oh. It probably was in the Old Testament.
Yes, okay. 好，那这个啊，用石头打死这个犯奸淫的人呢，这是律法。
But as Jesus looked at that woman and stooped down to write something, and then told them, the one of you that has no sin, you throw the first one. He gave them an opportunity.
很温和地对这些人说,哪一个没有犯过罪的,拿起第一个石头去丢他。
But they walked away.
结果呢, 一个一个走了,
For each knew he was a sinful man.
因为每一个人都知道我不是一个没有犯过罪的人。
Now Jesus did not give her a first-rate sermon.
那耶稣没有在那里跟他大教训一顿。
He did not belittle her in front of that crowd.
他也没有对这个妇人呢, 在大家面前呢, 来轻视他。
He knew she was a sinner.
他知道他是一个犯罪的人。
But he knew he could do something for her.
他也知道说呢, 他是可以, 耶稣可以提供给他, 啊, 一些改变的。
And so he said, Daughter, you just get up.
他说, 妇人, 起来。
Go and sin no more.
我不定你的罪, 然后不要再犯罪。
You see, he had respect even for the sinner.
耶稣尊重这个即使是已经犯了罪的这个妇人的生命。
Now, Sister Schwartz, you say, how do we build this respect in our lives?
那我们如何来建立这种尊重的特质呢？
It really is a wonderful attribute to have.
是一个品德，是一个非常好的特质。
It keeps you from a lot of trouble.
会让你省一些麻烦。
It keeps you from a lot of judging.
也让你呢省一些你的论断。
And it pleases the heart of God.
而且呢对神呢让他很欢心。
Now the Holy Spirit works with us.
圣灵会帮助我们， 圣灵会处理我们里面需要学习的。
You see, He can help us build that mutual respect between ourselves.
圣灵可以帮助我们，
between those that we deal with.
建立我们彼此的这种尊重。
And one of the ways is to focus on people's strengths.
那第一个怎么建立呢？
Not their weaknesses.
注意别人的优点， 不要只是看缺点， 一直去注意那个对方的优点。
Many times when husbands or wives are having problems and they'll come to a counselor and the wife will immediately tell her, but there's no good in my husband.
很多时候在这个咨商里面呢, 太太会到讲到一个部分，她说我的先生呢一点好处都没有。
Then the counselor stops and you mean there's nothing good in him?
然后这个咨商的人就会跟他做一个重复说, 你真的看到一点都没有吗?
And they'll say, well, no, I don't mean nothing.
然后他就想想说, 也不是都没有了。
There really might be a lot of good in that man.
一想一讲呢, 还有好几个优点。
But they focus on the negative of that person.
那为什么他有那种想法说, 什么好处都没有呢? 因为他总是把自己的焦点放在他的这个缺点。
Now, Paul tells us by the Holy Spirit, think about the things that are pure, lovely, dwell on the fine and the good things in others.
保罗很清楚地提醒我们, 你的思念, 你的思想, 总是要想那些真实的、美善的, 公义的, 清洁的, 针对那些去想。
You see, when we do that, we have built, we're building respect for each other.
所以你在看别人的好处的时候呢, 你无形中就是在尊重对方。
I guess Jesus could look each one of us in our face and say to us, you without faults, make the first accusation.
或许我们可以好像听到耶稣跟我们说, 如果你是那个从来不犯错的, 你就去定人的罪吧,
就去批评人家吧,
去看人家的错误吧。
That don't have our weaknesses.
每一个人都有我们的弱点。
But why is it that we just can't, well, we don't want to major on our weaknesses, don't get me wrong, but we can always see the weaknesses of others.
不要总是看到别人的缺点。
Because we really have no respect.
这样的话就没有尊重了。
There's nothing internalized in us that feels that anyone, everyone is given God's honor and respect.
在你的里面有一个这样的很深的一个观念, 每一个生命都是神按着神的形象所被造的。
You know, we can build respect for each other. Jesus said, when you go to the altar and remember that someone has something against you, go and get that thing straightened out and then bring your gifts. And I see here a sense of where he's trying to build respect between his people.
当耶稣说呢, 当你要献祭的时候, 想到谁对你怀怨, 你就放下你的这个祭祀呢，然后去跟对方去沟通和好。那我可以看到这一点呢，事实上是主耶稣要我们建立我们彼此的尊重。
You might say, well, why should I have to do it?
或许你说是他对我怀怨，为什么我要去呢？
But there is some reason why he has this feeling.
但是为什么对方会有这种怀怨的感受呢？一定有什么理由。
Maybe it's misunderstanding.
或许有一些误解。
Maybe you didn't see what you did.
或许呢，你没有看到你自己所做的是什么。
Maybe you said something one way and they took it another.
或许呢，你讲了一些话，然后别人误解了你的话。
But because we respect this person, their judgment, their understanding, I can go to them and say, listen.We're brothers and sisters in Christ. I feel like there's something wrong. Did I do something? Is there some way we can fix this thing up? You're building a respect, a mutual respect for each other.
为了要尊重对方的感受，对方的看法，所以你可以去，然后说呢，我想跟你沟通，然后呢，有什么在我们当中有误解呢？这是一个彼此的，真是尊重对方而去做的。
You know, I'll never forget the look on one of the pastor's faces in China.
我在国内的时候呢，我永远不会忘记一个传道人的他的一个有一次的
景象。He was older than most of the other house church leaders.
他是在我们就带领的这些家庭教会里面年纪比较大的一个传道人。
And I said one time, you know, you're not always right. Others are right.And he came to me, other amazed. He said, "I never thought about that."
他以前是一个军人哈，然后呢，因为有一些事情发生，然后来跟妈咪沟通，他就跟这个长者这个传道人说呢，你不要以为你每一次都一定是你对。
I don't think.
然后他就突然间想说，哎，我怎么没有想过这一点
？I don't think he's alone.
那他不是只有他这样想，对不对？他不是故意要这样子，但是呢，他从来不认知说我也有错的时候。
I think some people are so strongly opinionated that they don't feel that anyone's other their expression or what they think or what their opinion has anything that's valued.
有很多人有这种非常强烈的自我意见主观的人呢，总是觉得呢，别人的意见呢，只要跟我不一样，就没有什么价值。
And that shows that we have no respect.
如果是这样的话
，value for other people's ability to think.And understand and come to conclusion.
如果这样的话，等于是我们不尊重对方，也有他思考、他的看法、他的自己的结论，我就不尊重对方。
So you see, then, you must learn to be respectful of the person's other people's opinions.
所以我们也要尊重给别人有给意见的机会。
You say they're not like mine. Sure, they're not. We're different.
那有时候意见是不一样的。
But we respect their opinion.
我们尊重对方有给意见的这样的一个价值跟权利。
We respect their ability to think and their value and their worth of application.
对于他们有那么的价值观，他们的想法，我们要尊重。
He tells us we can do nothing by strife.
那如果我们有争端的话，什么事都做不起来的。
Self.
自我。
But we must learn how to respect one another.
我们不是只有要自己的，而且我们要尊敬对方的。
The Holy Spirit can help us by not to gain and build respect by not manipulating people.
怎么样叫做不要尊重对方？就是呢，不要想要去操纵对方。
If you don't know what manipulation it is, it means using people.
操纵就是你要去用，你要去掌控。
Using them for your own gain.
利用为了你自己的动机，你去利用对方。
I'll be friends with this fellow because he can help me up in the company.
我跟他非常好，因为呢，他可以让我来用，让我来兴隆我自己的事业。
I know he has more abilities in this area, so I'll use him to try to get the information that I need.
因为这个人在这方面呢有比较多的能力，所以我就来利用他。让他来被我用。
In the church is being able to manipulate groups. We get together, you know, I have an opinion. I begin to call some of my friends that don't have many opinions. And so I begin to, and there are many people who don't have opinions. They don't think about it.
在群众里面呢，大部分有一些人不太想事情的，没有什么意见的。
Particularly they're not deep thinkers.
所以呢，就有一些比较深思的人呢，就想要利用这一群没有意见的人，然后传递给他们一些意见。
So you begin to manipulate.
开始要去 控制。
Telling them what you think is better.
把你的想法去告诉他们。
Isn't and what they can't.
他们那个就开始去散播一些你自己的想法。
You want to get something in the church, or
因为呢
in the job,
你希望从你的不管是教会或家里或者是你的工作场所上面能够得到一些你所要的。
And you begin to use them.
那这样等下利用对方。
Now you know that some mothers take their children to use on their husband.
你知道吗？有些妈妈呢会来掌控操纵他们的孩子，针对谁？针对他们的丈夫。
Now, we don't think that's manipulation. We just think that's smart thinking.
你想说这个是妈妈的聪明，那怎么叫做操纵呢？
So we see now that we say to our little boy or girl, tell daddy you want to go shopping tonight.
跟妈妈说晚上去逛街去买东西。
Because daddy seems to listen to them better than mommy.
因为呢，他知道说爸爸会听孩子的，不会听妻子的。
Now that's a very simple case, and I'm not sure that that's wrong or right. But I'm just trying to say, when we can manipulate people to do what we want them to do, we have no respect for them.
我的意思不是说这样子不好，但是呢，我只是说呢，当你用方法要达成你的目的的时候，就已经不尊重对方了。
We can gain respect and give respect by our ability to do our very best at what we do under the Holy Spirit.
当你靠着圣灵尽力的去做好你该做的时候呢，等于说你也在赢得别人对你的尊敬，也等于你在尊敬对方。
Actually, it was in Acts, I believe, Luke wrote and said something about John and James and Peter.
那这个路加这个医生呢，他在使徒行传里面写了一段的经节呢，提到这个彼得还有这个约翰。
Now he said, now as they observe the confidence of Peter and John, and yet they understand they were uneducated and untrained men, and they marveled.Because they had been with Jesus, marveled what the Holy Spirit could do.
这一段话是在那个《使徒行传》里面哈，这里提到说呢，说路加说呢，他说呢，这些好像没有学问的，好，他们没有什么学问呢，可是他们却这个很奇妙，行了奇妙的事情，就是尊重他们的能力。
You see, that is respect of persons.
这样子的话是对他们对人的尊重。
Why? Because they could speak with authority and God used them in miracles.
即使他们没有学问，但是呢，神也用他们，神让他们有神迹。
But they had no degrees. They were uneducated. They were fishermen. Some of the lower class.
那他们本来是人家所谓的小民，没有学问的，是一些渔夫，一些我们认为是很低阶层的，但是神用他们。
But they were treated with respect.
但是他们是被尊重的。
This is one area that I have a great trouble with.
那这一点呢，我自己的有一些问题。
When I see how people treat those who are under them as far as in the stature of the economy and so forth, society,that troubles me.
当我看到有人好像很势利的做法，对于那些有条件的就比较高举，对于这些轻视的话，我心里面会很被干扰。
I remember when I pastored my first church.
我记得我第一个牧会的教会。
And I used to have to go and light the fire because it would get cold and we have to have the fire.
那因为冷的时候，我需要去把那个柴就是要生火。
And I would clean the church.
那我需要去就是扫这个教会。
And then after about 2 years, a lady came along and said, Oh no, Sister Schwartz, let me be the janitor. Let me take care.
两年之后有一个姊妹自己来跟我说呢，牧师你不要做了，让我来做这些事情。
From that time on, the most important worker in my church was the janitor.
从现那个时候开始，我发现我教会里面最重要的呢，就是这些在清洁的这些童工。
You say, Oh, Sister Schwartz,You know, that's silly, but to me, she was very important. I knew what it saved me.
即使你不相信我的话，但是我还是知道，我确信对我来讲是很真实的，我很尊重这些做这些事情的人。
So you see, God said, you're not to look down on people.
所以不要轻看任何一个人。
He actually said, if you've got any excellency, When you go into a place, sit down to lower seat until they ask you to come up.
即使你是一个很高贵的人呢，你到了一个地方呢，也不要自己就去坐一个高贵的位置，在后面等着，让别人来提升你。
He had the respect that as he went into Samaria to talk and to need to go, that he could meet a woman that had five husbands and wasn't married to the one he.
耶稣尊重人，尊重到一个地步呢，进到犹太人不屑的这个撒玛利亚的这样的一个村庄去，而且跟一个撒玛利亚妇人是一个大家认为很下贱犯罪的一个妇人，尊重他，尊重到特别去，而且呢跟他谈到。
Sometimes when I see waitresses and how they're treated.
有时候我看到有人啊，对于这些在服侍的这些啊餐厅的这些啊服侍的人的那种态度呢，我很不满。
When I see some of the sales clerks and how they're treated.
有时候呢，我们对那些贩卖东西的人的那种态度。
When I see some of those who's mentally retarded or mentally ill and see how they're treated.
看到这些残障、智障的人怎么样被轻视的这些情况。
In God's sight, everyone is just as important as the other.
在神的眼光中，每一个人都是很重要的，他不偏待。
Oh yes, he said, I call some, I give them gifts, I give them talents and abilities that they might do my work, but they mean no more to him than the lowest sinner as far as his respect and his love.
不错，他有时候会给人不同的这个恩赐去做做他要做的托付的一个啊使命，但是呢，至于神给人的爱，从来没有多或少的，都是一样的。对罪人，对于信的人，不信他都是爱。
What I'm trying to get across to you today.
今天我要给你传达给你的信息。
That if you really want to be an effective soul.
如果你要成为一个有效的基督徒，为神征战的人。
Then you're going to have to be one that can respect everyone.
你需要是一个能够尊重每一个人的人。
It just has to be.
一定要这样子。
This is the way he did it. This is what he was.
耶稣就
这样做。He respected all. They were gods. He had made every man the lowest of them all.
这一位创造人的神自己都这样做，他自己立了这样的一个定律，就是要彼此尊重。
Do I respect what they're doing? No.
我不是说我去尊敬他们所做的一些错的事
情。But maybe the songwriter that wrote this, he looked beyond their sins and saw what they could be.
有一个诗歌的作者这样写，他说呢，神看我们呢，过于我们所表现的那些行为，看到我们里面的。
Yes, he wants us to punish evil man.
对于这些错误的，对于那些啊邪恶的，神一定会处罚。
He wants us to have governments and high people in high places that rule out of respect for one another.
神要设立制度，然后呢啊分派这些赏罚的人呢，为了要维持这个尊重的这样的一个事情。
That's what we have, why we have what we have today, because people don't respect each other.
为什么今天的情况那么糟？因为彼此都不尊重了。
I stop to think of it. We look around us, and you don't have to look very far, and you'll see those that don't care anything about what they say to other people.
你可以从一些事情看出来，有的人呢，不管讲什么话，他不管别人怎么想的。
And then we'll say it's our nature.
然后呢，你说是我的本性，我就是这样子。
Or we'll say that's the way my family was. It was raised that way.
我家都是这样说话的。
My friends, the word of God tells us that that's not what it is. As children of God, you and I speak softly. You and I grace, you and I give, we season our conversation until it's sweet, until it's not hurting.
但是神的话不是这样说的。神说我们说话的时候，我们要用柔和的心，然后好像盐调和一样来跟对方表达。
He didn't make us to be rough.
神没有要我们从一个很粗鲁的人。
And to look down on others.
也不要我们去轻视人家。
He made us to have a heart of compassion.
他要我们是一个那种有啊连续的心的这样的人。
And the only way we can have compassion is when we respect mankind.
你怎么样让你自己是一个能够怜悯人的人呢？除非你是一个尊重人性的人。
United States had a revival back in the early or late 1800s, I think.
十八世纪的时候，晚期呢，美国曾经有一个复兴的一个时期。
It helped saint and sinner. It helped saint and sinner. It helped those who got saved and those even that were sinners.
嗯哼，那当然就有帮助的很多啊，这些就是
罪新新的罪人吗？
帮助了得救人，帮助还没有得救的人，这样的一个复兴帮助各种人。
During that time up until the 1950s,
一直到1950年的时候
，respect was very real.
那就在那个时间呢，那种彼此的尊重呢，非常的真实。
Boy, you respected the police.
你尊重这个执法的警员。
You didn't talk back to them. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know.
你答话都很尊敬的。是的，先生。是的，先生。
You had respect for your neighbors, or they would go home and tell your mother, or maybe correct you right there.
那有时候呢，你也尊重你自己的邻居。
You had respect for your government. I really, truly, now this is the truth. At that time, I really felt our government was just as clean and pure and good as it could be.
在那个时候，我记得我心里面深深的尊重我的政府，因为我确定，我相信他们是非常的正直、非常的公义、非常的清洁的一个政府。
Now I know it wasn't, but I was taught
that respect. 那当然，现在已经变质了，但那个时候我真的是就这样子来相信我的政府。
I lived in an area that was not a fancy area. It was a fairly, I should say, just a working class area.
那我住的地方呢，
Factory workers,
很基层的劳工住的一个区域。
But we never had to lock our doors.
但是我们不用关门。
Because we respected other people's property.
因为我们尊重对方别人拥有的东西。
I can't remember much about them talking about, I'm sure there was thievery, I'm sure there was murder, but you didn't hear much about it.
当然也有谋杀的这些案子，也有偷窃，但是呢，很少。
People respected each other and respected property and so forth.
所以我们彼此尊重，那个时候呢，人们彼此尊重彼此的这种财产。
But it was an influence from a revival.
那是因为那个复兴的一个时期呢，所带出来的风气影响。
So then, as people after the war became more selfish and more longing for materials and that type of thing, respect went out the door.
在大战之后，就失去了这样的一个特质呢，就开始就比较有竞争性，就失去了尊重。
Simple respect.
很简单的尊重。
I remember one time my aunt and my mother and several other ladies, we went on a trip together to the New England area.
我记得呢，我妈妈还有我的姨妈呢，我们去New England.
Now my aunt was a very good housekeeper.
那我阿姨是一个很好的家里管家。
You just didn't get anything dirty in her house.
所以呢，在她的家里面呢，你不能帮弄脏东西的。
But the way she kept that hotel room,What she did there, my mother fondly said to her, you wouldn't do this in your own home, but this wasn't her home. This wasn't her property.
那她在这个旅馆里面呢她就非常的整洁的来维持她这个房间呢。我妈就说呢，这又不是你家，但是呢，她就是尊重，不管她在哪里，她尊重那个地方。
You see, as a people, this respect gets so internalized into God's people that we begin to respect in areas and more areas.And more areas as he wants us to.
所谓的尊重呢，是一个被建立在你的心里面，是一个内在化的东西，好让你在不管接触什么层面的时候，都表现在那里。
This is a good way to live.
这个是很好的一个生活的方式。
This is the way he wants us to live.
也是神要我们活的方式。
This is what he wants to make us into.
这也是神要建立我们、塑造我们的。
Just allow him.
容许他。
Begin on the street as you see some people that are poor there. Begin to recognize God made them. He loves them.
即使你看到
I must love them.
一个很贫苦的人，很贫穷的人。
And as we broaden this thing in our life, and as we work on this thing of respect for one another, God will broaden your life, and you will be a happy person.
当我们看到这些我们认为他是很贫穷，或者是呢别人所看不起人的时候，记得他是神的形象所被造的。当你愿意这样的时候呢，你自己的里面的心胸就扩大，然后你会成为一个快乐的人。
Thank you for listening. I hope that I could bring this to you in the way I feel that God would want us to.
我但愿我可以把这样的一个尊重的这样的一个信息呢，可以真的清楚的传递给你，让你。 得到这样的
That's why we're brothers and sisters. That's why we're all the same in Him. We all have worth. Don't you ever think you don't have worth.
我们每一个人都有我们的价值，我们是一家人，我们是弟兄姐妹，每一个人都有我们的价值。
To God, the Holy Spirit, you're worth the whole world.
对神来讲呢，他把你看成一个世界的价值，比世界更宝贝的。
And each person in it.
每一个人都是神看为宝贝的。
God bless you.
好，神祝福我们。
祝福我们。